We're thankful we can be back with you again, and there's a lot to share. I'm going to shorten down the whole program so I can share it all. That's why my wife's not here tonight, because she takes the first hour and I get the last 15 minutes. So tonight I just have the 15 minutes. But for a long time, and again, this is sharing, reporting back to you those things that have taken place, and so that's what we're here to do tonight. And for a number of years, we had a ministry in the jungle area. Then we moved up to the large city, Matamoros, Tamaulipas, right on the border. And in that city started the Buena Vista Baptist Church and some other missions, and then worked down on the islands, establishing other missions and churches there on the islands just off the Gulf Coast. Following that, we started Camp Lenoria, and that was from 1998 up till 2012 or something like that. And then the Lord opened up. And during that same time, at the camp, while the camp was there, we were also doing outreaches of all kinds of ministries, as we shared with you yesterday. And then the big thing that was burdened on my heart and our hearts really was the need of reaching and encouraging the pastors. As time has gone on, this area has grown, and the number of pastors, we have a Bible Institute, and that has generated pastors that are some are staying in the area, some are going to other areas. So the area has grown, and one of the big things that we're facing is we're losing a lot of our pastors. Number one, they lose their marriage. They lose their marriage, they lose the ministry. And we have felt a real burden to encourage these pastors to keep on keeping on and to get their marriage back together. So we started hosting what we call couples retreats for pastors and their wives. And a very basic, not a big thing, usually 3 to 5 couples maximum. And on several occasions, we've even done one couple at a time. So it's not about bigness. It's about being able to have a personal ministry with them. My philosophy of marriage is real basic. And this is what we encourage them. If mama's happy, daddy's happy. If daddy's happy, the church is happy. If mama ain't happy, there ain't nobody happy. So anything we can do to help encourage mama to be happy, this is what we're sharing. And along with that is teaching them to teach others. In other words, we're reaching the leadership, and then they need to transfer that down to their deacons and Sunday school teachers and others in the church. But that's our big burden. And tonight, first thing, we're going to shorten down a video that's about 35 minutes long and show you 6 minutes of it, 3 minutes of the beginning, 3 minutes of the end, and then I'll summarize all of that at the end. This is how we started a retreat center on this side of the border, just because the camp closed up and it was impossible to work over there. But most of the pastors along the border have their papers that they can come across. So we started the retreat center on this side of the border. And this is the story of that, how God is still working. And this is an ongoing construction project, an ongoing ministry. So that's what we want to share with you.
Where's our video? This is Jack.
And I'm Iva Dean. We're the Hendersons, missionaries to Mexico and the Texas border.
And we're here today to share our story that God still does the impossible. This is the story of the miracle of the Pastor's Retreat Center on the Mexico border, 2012.
The camp in Mexico had been turned over to national pastors on Valentine's Day 2012, and we had looked for quite some time for a place to continue to have our pastors' retreats. When the place that we thought we had found did not turn up, we were at the back of the property one day and were looking at the little donkey barn that was out there and decided this would be a good place to turn into a retreat center where we could have the pastor's retreats. Jerry and Barb Hopmeyer had come to Texas for quite a number of years, and it was Jerry who looked at the little donkey barn and drew the first plans for the retreat center.
This is the beginning. This is the barn as we started with it in January of 2011. Grass was growing up. The donkeys were still in the pasture. In fact, this was still their barn.
The donkeys hadn't been in the barn for quite some time because Jack had it filled up with every kind of thing. And the donkeys had been run out of there. We only have one donkey left. There would have been one time when there were eight donkeys that had occupied this barn.
Dismissing the donkeys, we begin to haul in dirt. And we for our beginning project, we hauled in a large amount of fill dirt, and then the tractor came in and spread that out, and we were making plans then for Brandon Courtney, the youth pastor from
Morristown,
Tennessee, and his team were to arrive January the 6th, and their plan was to help us pour the floor, clean out the donkey barn, pour the floor in it to make this new retreat center. They brought with them at that time $500 to do this project, and then a lady in the church there in Omito had made a quilt, and the money from that quilt, it was another $500, and that gave us $1,000 to pour the floor in the retreat center.
The group from Morristown got busy shoveling out donkey manure. By the way, one of these girls is a college student, and her mother couldn't believe that she had done such a thing. But they worked very hard to clean out all of the lumber and old used tin and the things that were inside the donkey barn to get it ready to put the floor in.
When we got everything outside and spread out in the field, the picture you're seeing now of all the lumber is what I call the Home Depot or Lowe's of the Henderson Retreat Center. We had lumber there, we had metal there, we had all kind of junk that we began to recycle back into the construction project after the floor was done. So the first, they built our little, took our little building that we're going to use for Bible studies and added on another a little section in the back to use for storage. And then some of the ladies painted the front of the retreat center. And it's just a special time there. It left us in very, very good position to carry on the work in the fall. And we had a group from near Houston that came down and helped us enclose all the electricity and water underground. They were there just a one-day blitz thing, but left us and really helped us tremendously in getting all the underground plumbing done. And these are some of our trailers. We had two trailers that were donated that needed to be fixed up some, and our winter Texan Jerry Hopmeyer and his wife worked on these trailers, both of them, and they just have made them into beautiful little palaces. Then our last pod we were able to buy locally, and a church from Alabama was there at the time, and they helped us load it up on a trailer and deliver it out there to the job site. And then we seemed like we ran out of workers to help us, and so Ivy and I just pitched in and started doing it ourselves, and insulating it and making the building the trusses inside and cutting the windows, and we've since then had others to help us finish that up, and we'll have pictures of that later. And the last little bit here shows the way the thing is beginning to come together now with our little hills. We have the highest hills in South Texas now, and then this is the little fish pond and reflection area and meditation area, and we just feel like that this is one of those special places that the Lord has allowed us to make and to have. I want to call it. There's a up in the Cherokee in the North Carolina. There's a lot of the Cherokee Indians still around in that area, in Cherokee, North Carolina, and they have a saying. They call it. They have a word they call Kinjokity, and Kinjokity means in English place of tranquility. And the Lord has allowed us to develop there, and it still is an ongoing thing, but develop a place that we call our Kinjokity, our place of tranquility. And this is an area that the Lord is, we don't know all of the things it'll be used for yet, but where we, pastors and their wives can come and come apart from all of the things that they're involved with and reunite themselves together as we fellowship together and reflect on where they're coming from in their marriage and where they are and where they're going, and see them recommit again to serve the Lord. And that's what it's all about. It's not about just material things, but it's about reaching others with the gospel and seeing the Lord work in their lives.
And we would ask you to pray for us and to pray for the folks that come our way, that the Lord would use this place to bring honor and glory to His own self.
And we're just grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be a part of all of that. One of the reasons we chose to use the old barn, and we went back with the old barn wood and all this stuff in there, and it's as rustic as you can imagine. And then for the living quarters for the pastors, first we started with some trailers, then we moved those out, we moved most of those out, and we've got now what we call pods or truck boxes. Did you all notice that? They're just old 24-foot truck boxes. We took those and made the most beautiful little apartments in them. You cannot believe it. I mean, they're just little palaces inside. And one of the reasons for that is it's a teaching lesson, because most of the pastors live on a very, very limited income. And this is teaching them that they can use nothing and make something out of it and have a nice place to live. And so those things are junked out all over Matamoros as well. And so a lot of them get the idea and said, hey, you know, we can use this. This is what we could do. We could do this. And so they're doing that. And it's a teaching lesson as well to help them and help themselves and encourage them in their marriages. But the big thing is we want to encourage them to get together, fall in love all over again as a couple, recommit themselves to each other, to the Lord Jesus, and to the ministry that God's called them to do. Because so many pastors have, all the effort has gone into the Bible school training and the sacrifices that they've made, and then they go down the drain, and we don't need church buildings if we don't have the pastors for them. And that's our big focus, our love for them. During the year, we have a number of these retreats. We put together special things for them. Avadine collects all this stuff up, perfume and all these fancy things for the women and sheets for the beds and all this stuff that we give to them as a packet. And the dishes that they eat on, we give to them so that they can have special times themselves. They may not be able to go out to eat, but they have those special dishes and the candlelight, the candles and the candlelight dinner that they had at the retreat center. Now they can do that at home. And set that up and do something special to keep them together as a couple. And that's part of the training process. And then we provide books and materials for them that they can take back to their churches and transfer this, maybe not the same way, but do it a little bit different way, but help teach the others in their churches as well, because we know that if the attack is on the pastor, it's surely on the rest of the people as well. And so we want to encourage them, and this is just special. Anything I'm forgetting, Avadine? Can't remember it. If I can't remember it, it doesn't need to be said. But that it's just been a real special time, and I ask you to pray for us as we do these retreats. You'll read about in newsletters, we collect up different things, and so we're doing those. We host Valentine's banquets, where pastors and their wives come to that. Again, a small thing. We can only seat, I think, 14 couples, maybe 15 couples in the retreat center, and that's all we have at a Valentine's banquet or a Christmas banquet, knowing that they're going to be involved in the church activities as a couple, and so they're not going to have time to do it as a couple, but this way they can do something special each year and each time, and they look forward to it, and it's just a special thing. So, The camp ministry's ongoing. That's today they're having children's camp over there, and they'll be going the rest of the week. And we're in prayer for that. The Lord I talked to one of the pastors today. He said they've got, I think, about 140 something kids out there at the camp, and nice mosquitoes and nice temperature, probably about 103 or 104 degrees. So they're enjoying having a great day, and they're going to sleep good tonight. No air conditioning, no fans, no nothing. Thank you.